Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Tom Anastasi is here. Tom's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. He's a professor of at Daniel Webster College and teaches leadership there. He's the consultant to many people, investor as well. Producer and director and married to the screenwriter of the outstanding indie film Spin the Plate, and he's also the author of The Successful Entrepreneur. He's our good friend Tom Anastasi. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim, very much. Great to be here.
Spin the Plate. It's coming out in the fall, right?
It is. It is. It's getting very exciting.
How long is this indie film?
It's just a little under 2 hours.
All right.
Not including ending credits. So this is
right.
A feature-length film, and we saw the rough cut of it just about 2 weeks ago, and we'll be at what we call picture lock, in
right.
which we stop editing it, and then it's just from that point on sound editing and color correcting and adding the music, and we have an original score being written by a terrific composer named Ben Roberts, and we're very fortunate because our director, Eric Eastman, is just very passionate, and our editor is a professional editor who does TV.
Right.
He's an editor for HBO and wants to get into feature films. And
how about that?
We just kind of caught people all at the right point in their careers.
Congratulations.
This
is
something
that's
very
when you
special.
Know, that's when you know it was meant to be, when the stars align like this. So
yeah.
Congratulations on that. And, of course, we've been tracking you, as you know. Folks, we've been keeping up with this, and Todd's been keeping us posted on how things are going. We'll continue to do that. This is an exciting project for one of our Brain Trust members. So,
yeah,
Tom,
it is.
Let's talk about managing teams.
Yeah.
What do we need to know about this?
You know, one of the things is that teams follow a very predictable pattern in how they coalesce. And, you know, there are stages that people go through. So the first stage is the forming stage, where people just kind of get to know each other. And at this point, nobody wants to make waves. Everybody wants agreement. They try to present the best version of who they are. And, you know, that's the forming stage. And it's a wonderful stage. But the problem is that there's no constructive conflict, because people are so bent on having an overemphasis on agreement that if things concern them, then they're not going to mention it. But
mm-hmm.
remember, there's constructive conflict in which people say, you know, I'm concerned about this. Let's figure a better way to do it. And there's destructive conflict in which people really start backbiting and things like that. And we don't want that destructive conflict.
So the forming stage is kind of the kumbaya period, right?
Yeah, yeah. And so that's where people say, hey, let's get together at 5 a.m. on Saturday, and people sit there and think, oh, my gosh, I don't want to get up at 5 a.m. on Saturday, but they say, sure, 5 a.m., you know, the best part of the day. Of course, to you and me, 5 a.m. seems
that's
like,
nothing.
Wow, we get
that's
to sleep
nothing.
Late.
That's right.
And but then, so what happens is, after all that kumbaya, and people have got all these conflicts in their mind they haven't expressed, the storming stage kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's all of a sudden where if you haven't managed that, you know, things can get a little testy, and you don't want that to happen.
Well, exactly. And when you say the forming stage, when we talk about the forming stage, this is in terms of who forms a team. The owner can form a team, the manager, the CEO, you know, it doesn't matter who forms the team, right?
Right. Right. And then the thing is that lots of times you don't get to pick your own team. Someone has formed it for you.
Right. And a team could be, it could be a temporary team or it could be a permanent team.
Correct. And then if it's a temporary team, you want them to become, they're not going to be as productive in that forming stage as they're going to be later on.
Mm-hmm.
And so it happens, but you're still paying people. And so if you're an entrepreneur, you've got to have, you know, something accomplished. So let's say it's a new product. You have to have somebody from, you know, who knows about sales, somebody who knows about advertising, somebody who knows about finance, all working together to have this come out. And if they're not working together well, then you're wasting time, you're wasting money, and that's not good.
Mm-hmm. And so a lot of this, how this gets launched, will depend on whether this is something we've done in the past and now it's time to do another one, or whether this is a new project we're taking on, some new task.
Correct. Correct. And so the next stage is the norming stage. And there's a couple things. Sometimes the norms are stated. So, for instance, if we say, let's get together at 4 for a meeting, and somebody always comes in at 4:15, then the actual meeting time is actually 4:15. And one of the questions I ask my graduate students is, how late would somebody have to be to a meeting before you're annoyed but not so annoyed you'd say anything? And they'd say, well, maybe 10, 15 minutes. So somebody gets to the meeting at 4:13, and people are annoyed with this person, but they're not going to say anything. Well, the person who gets in at 4:13 says, oh, my gosh, they're going to be so upset, but nobody said anything. So I guess I'm good. So what happens is the true meeting time is 4:15, because that's when they actually get going. It's not written anywhere, but that's what people say.
Mm-hmm. Depending on who the leader of the team is, depends on whether you can hold a time hard and fast.
If it's
one of your peers, you're not going to be able to make that happen. But if you're the boss, you can say, we start at 4. When I say 4, I mean 4.
Right, and then if the boss sits there and starts at 4 and says, hey, okay, it's 4 o'clock, we're going to get going, that way everyone knows, oh, my gosh, I've got to get going. And so the person who's late in arriving will know, oh, my gosh, that really means 4, so I've got to get there. So one of the things that we do...
Tom, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. I need your website, Tom.
Oh, TomAnastasi.com, and the movie is SpinTheplate.com.
There you go. So check those two out. And the book is still available, right, Tom?
Oh, absolutely. Right through Amazon.com.
The Successful Entrepreneur, America's Dream, done right. We're going to come back and get Tom to explain some more about how to form and manage and execute teams after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.